From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting as Donald Trump prepares for his first visit to the White House Thursday as president-elect. Thousands of people are protesting his victory with marches in several large U.S. cities Wednesday night.
Donald Trump, go away! Racist, sexist, anti-gay! Donald Trump, go away! Racist, sexist, anti-gay! Go away!
Many of the protesters say they are upset because of statements Trump made during the presidential campaign. No one from the Trump staff has commented on the protests, but losing Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton has told voters they owe Trump an open mind and a chance to lead.
We have seen that our nation is more deeply divided than we thought. But I still believe in America, and I always will. And if you do, then we must accept this result and then look to the future. Donald Trump is going to be our president. We owe him an open mind and the chance to lead.
Trump will meet with President Barack Obama Thursday to begin the gradual transfer of power so that Trump is ready to be sworn in on January 20th. Obama said he is rooting for Trump's success and has ordered the White House team to work as hard as they can to make sure that this is a successful transition for the president-elect. Despite winning the U.S. presidential election, Donald Trump appears to be losing the popular vote. As the vote counting continued across the country, Hillary Clinton held a narrow lead in the popular vote, according to unofficial results tallied by the Associated Press. In Washington, this is VOA News. European Council President Donald Tusk says the election of Donald Trump has brought uncertainty and poses new challenges for transatlantic ties. European Union foreign ministers will hold a special meeting on Sunday to assess the election. Many world leaders congratulated Trump Wednesday, including Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
You are a great friend of Israel. Over the years, you've expressed your support consistently, and I deeply appreciate it. I look forward to working with you to advance security, prosperity, and peace.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel hopes to meet with Trump before the G7 meeting in Italy in May. Mexico's president also plans to meet with Trump. The Mexican government says it's ready to lobby the U.S. Congress to block Trump's plan to impound remittance to pay for a new border wall. And Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte welcomed Trump's election, calling him a fellow cursor. The United Nations agency monitoring the nuclear pact between Iran and six powers, world powers, said Wednesday that Iran has been storing heavier water than the agreement allows. The heavier water could be used in the process of making material for warheads. It was the second such breach since implementation of the agreement that limits Iran's nuclear program in exchange for lifting of sanctions. The confidential International Atomic Energy Agency report was released by the press on Wednesday. U.S. military officials say two Marine fighter jets on a training mission collided over the Pacific Ocean near San Diego Wednesday. One pilot was able to land nearby and the other ejected safely. Officials say the pilots were taken to nearby medical facilities and are in stable condition. The cause of the collision remains under investigation. Ghana's Electoral Commission has qualified seven presidential candidates for the national election on December 7th. The successful candidates, six representing political parties and one independent, took part in a drawing late Wednesday in the capital, Accra, to determine their positions on the ballot. Despite some complaints about alleged bias by the Electoral Commission, a spokesman says everything is on course for next month's election. Haiti has launched a massive cholera vaccination campaign in parts of the country devastated by Hurricane Matthew. The campaign is expected to be the world's largest, targeting 820,000 people. Haiti has battled a cholera outbreak since 2010 when the waterborne illness was imported into the country by a contingent of United Nations peacekeepers. For details on these stories, much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.